Let us pray. Eternal and everlasting Father, we come before your presence as we honor and glorify you. We thank you for who you are, how great you are, and the many blessings you bestowed upon us. Now, Father, as we celebrate this Independent Day, we know, Heavenly Father, that you are in all things and above all things. And for that, Lord God, we are eternally grateful. Now, Father, we pray by your power, your grace, as well as your provision, that you would now breathe on me. Fill me now, Lord God, with spirit anew, that I may say what you've anointed me to say and do what you've anointed me to do. We glorify you in the highest, for truly you are worthy to be praised. It is in Jesus' name and for his sake we pray. Amen. Trinity. Giving honor to God, to my brothers and sisters in the ministry, Reverend Bell, to you, the Antioch family, those that are listening by Radio Paradise Ministry, those that are watching us by internet as we stream live here, we greet you once again in the blessed name of our Lord and blessed Savior, Jesus Christ. If you have your Bibles with you this morning, there's a word from the Lord, a familiar passage of scriptures taken from Proverbs, the 3rd chapter, and verses 5 and 6. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. And when you have found it, say amen. And we have it on our screen where we find these words which are recorded. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Thank you. You may be seated. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I want to use our topic this morning, stepping out on uncertainty. Stepping out on uncertainty. As we approach what we in America call Independence Day, or commonly the 4th of July, we as Americans celebrate our independence from Great Britain. There were men and there were women who originally came to this country from England to escape religious persecution and to worship God as they so choose. And so we are seeing a continuation of the persecution that we see in the land that have been established for freedom and civil liberties, but freedoms come with a cost. There are people from all over the world who desire to live a better life, and they have come to America to live. And if our doors are closed, those who are escaping persecution, and those who are escaping all of the atrocities in the world, what is America standing for? We should be a beacon of light to the world. And we should serve and acknowledge those who are hurting and wanting. And certainly we see how our Lord, our God, our King came into this world to save us from ourselves and from our sins. There are times in life that we see how things are transpiring and we see how God have impacted the total structure of the human race or the human family. And there are times that God will call some to leave where they are for the purpose of establishing what he desires for them to receive. Stepping out on uncertainty. I believe if I'm correct in stating this, I think it was in Numbers, it spoke of how God had instructed Moses to share with the children of Israel to go and search out a land that he had promised them. And there were 12 to go out, but there were 10 who came back with a good report, a bad report, and two came back with a good report. They saw all of the things that God had in store, but they were stepping out into some unknown. And when you step out into unknown, you step out sometime in uncertainties. As we think about the all-knowing powers of God, we can see how awesome God is. For he knew us before we even knew ourselves. And the God that we serve has a prophetic plan for all of our lives. Don't think you are here just to be here. You're here because God had a prophetic plan for each and every one of us. And God has equipped us to handle every situation that we will encounter in life. My brothers and sisters, there will come a time in our lives when we will have to step out on the uncertainties in life. Not, my brothers and sisters, knowing where we will go and not knowing what lies ahead. There will come a time when the Lord asks us to do things to honor and to magnify his name. And sometime that he asks, may cause us to be uncertain as to how it can be accomplished. There are things God asks us to do sometime, and we ask why. The Bible, my brothers and sisters, tells a story of a man called Abram, or we can call him Abraham. And Abram was one of those men whom God told to leave his father's house and leave his kindreds. And Abram really did what he said, but he didn't quite do it initially, because when Abram left his father's house, he went to his uncle's house, and I think that's his kindred. But yet Abram is called the father of faith. And yet when we see all of the things that would transpire in his life, I always say God measure in a portion of grace and mercy, because he know there are times in our life when there are uncertainties in our life, we may sometime not do exactly what God says. Yes. My brothers and sisters, when we see God moving Abram or Abraham, he moved him because there was some paganistic worship going on in his family line. And God was about to move, restore that line into a line that he would be blessing in the immediate future. And because Abram didn't quite understand the future, because Abram or Abraham never saw the fulfillment of it, it did not stop Abraham from ultimately doing what God told him to do. And there are times in our life when we don't understand what God has for us, and we sometimes are uncertain of the things that God has in store for us. And sometimes when we are uncertain, we delay what God has for us because we wouldn't step out on the uncertainties of life. I want to ask the question this morning. Have you ever lived in an environment where God had to move you? Have you ever lived in an environment when you had to move from an environment that you knew was not good for you, that you knew was not profitable for you, and God gave the analogy for you to move from where you were? You see all of the crime and all of the stuff that is transpiring in these streets, and God sometimes have to move people from where they are to a place where he desires for them to be. My brothers and sisters, God will move us. And there are times we are uncertain where we are going, but you knew, and I know, we had to leave. I left Dallas, Texas years ago, uncertain where I was headed, but I knew I had to leave because God had mandated it. And in leaving, this calls you to step out on the uncertainties. Now that word uncertainty, my brothers and sisters, is defined as to doubt or to hesitate or indecision. Antioch, life is full of uncertainties, because each day we witness new changes and new challenges. But within those changes and within those challenges, God is watching our footsteps. When we step out on uncertainties, our unknown situation, he watches, because it demonstrates our faith, our commitment, and our dedication to him when he has mandated it. And when we see what God is doing, my brothers and sisters, within those challenges, God is moving us closer to him. It demonstrates something that he has already predestined us to be. Although we don't know, when the uncertainties of it is an unknown, God says, I knew you before you knew yourself. I saw you before you were even birthed. And what the Lord is saying when he asks us to do those things, he is saying, I need you to trust me. For God's ways are incomprehensible to us. Recently, in this church, I had a conversation with a man who told me how the Lord had changed his life. I don't really understand. I really don't know why I sat down there when he was sharing with me. I really don't even understand how the conversation got started. But the moment he began to talk, he began to tell a testimony of what God had done in his life. And as he began to tell his story, I began to understand that God was moving on his behalf for something, and I didn't quite understand what it was. He shared how he was a cocaine addict with a habit of over $400, I believe either a day or $400 a week. I can't remember now. But I remember he said he had a habit of over $400. He shared with me other stories concerning his marriage and the tragic situation that had happened to him. But God changed and transformed his life. As he spoke to me, he began to get emotional concerning the goodness of the Lord, because he said there was some uncertainties in my life and there were some situations in my life that I couldn't handle. But God, who knows the beginning from the end, but God, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above more than we could ask or think, the same God who's changing, transforming us into his image. He shared those stories, my brothers and sisters.
Thank you for tuning in to Paradise Ministry. We pray something said today has encouraged you in your personal relationship with the Lord. If you would like to have a copy of this message, you can email us at antiochmathis@bellsouth.net, or you can send a love offering of $8 to Paradise Ministry, P.O. Box 281, Woodworth, Louisiana 71485. As always, we hope to see you in church.
The Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show.